Maybe it's a tumma of a chayte b'fnei tumma. If you have an area that's a tefach square and the height is a tefach, it will conduct tumma and protect other things from becoming tumma. We're talking about where there's a maze or a kedayah from a maze underneath a cover or a roof, and the area that the roof was covering was at least a tefach square, and the roof is at least a tefach above the bottom of this area. Such an area will conduct tumma. That if any other objects were underneath the same roof, and there's also kezias and a mace there, those objects would become tummy. And it would also protect, if not, it would protect other objects in other places from becoming tummy. Ketza. What would be the case? If shehu kamor tachas habayis, a gutter that is enclosed, that is underneath the house, yesh bo posea tefa, the yesh bo yitziyoso posea tefa, the area inside the gutter, at least a tefa square, and the opening of the gutter in which the water spills out of is also at least a tefa square. It's not narrow by the opening. Tumah betocho habayis tor. If there's a tumah inside this gutter, for example, the kedayis min hameis inside this gutter, the bayis is tor. And since the bit has an area of a tefa square, it's choytet b'fnei tumah. It protects the tumah from spreading inside the house, even though the house is directly above the gutter. Tumah b'bayis, masha betocho tor. If there's a tumma inside the house, any objects that are inside the gutter is tar. And the gutter, since it has the area of a tefa square, it protects the objects inside the gutter from becoming tummy from the tumma that's inside the house. So derech ha-tumma lotzeis, they ain't darker li kanis. The reason why the objects inside the gutter are protected from becoming tummy from the tumma that's inside the house, as the derech of the tumma is to go out from the entrance of the house, and it's not the derech of the tumma to enter inside the opening of the gutter. The tumma, it would spread and go out of the opening of the house, but would not spread down underneath into the gutter, since the gutter has a paseah tefah. It's a tefah square. Yeshbo paseah tefah. Ve'en b'tziyaso paseah tefah. If the gutter that's underneath the house has an area of a tefah square, but the yitziyah, the opening of the gutter in which the water spills out from, it's not a tefa square, that it narrows down towards the opening, that the opening is no longer a tefa square. Hatuma betocho habayis tummy. If there's a tuma inside the gutter, the bayis becomes tummy. All the objects that are inside the house become tummy. As in this case, the bib is not choted to say a tuma, it does not protect the objects inside the house from becoming tummy. And since the opening of the bib is not a tefa square, the tumma would not exit through the opening, as the opening is too small for the tumma to exit through the opening of the gutter. Instead, the tumma would rise up into the house, so therefore the objects inside the house would become tumma from tumma inside the bit. Tumma b'bayis. Masha b'tocho tar. Shederech ha-tumma latzeis vein darka li kunis. In this case, where the gutter had a paseah tefa, but the opening was not a paseah tefa, and there was a tumma inside the house, so the kedayis min hameis inside the house, any objects that are inside the gutter would be tar, as the tumma of the house would exit through the entrance of the house, but it would not enter into the opening of the gutter. And since the gutter has a paseah tefa, even though the opening is not paseah tefa, the tumma that's inside the house would not enter into the gutter, so the objects inside the gutter are protected from the tumma inside the house. Ein bo paseah tefa, ve'ein b'tziyaso paseah tefa. Tumah b'tocho habayis tum. If the gutter that's underneath the house does not have an area of a tefa square inside the gutter, the inside of the gutter is less than the area of a tefa square, and so to the opening of the gutter is less than a tefa square. Now the Baruch Tanur points out that it really doesn't make a difference how large the opening is, as since the area inside the gutter is not a tefa square, it wouldn't make a difference even if the opening of the gutter was more than a tefa square. The din that follows would be the same. And the Mishnah tells us that in such a case, that the area inside the gutter is less than a tefa square. If there's a tumma inside the gutter, all the objects inside the house are tummy. And since the gutter is less than a paseah tefa, the gutter is not choytis paseah tumma, does not protect other objects in other places from becoming tummy. So therefore, the tumma would rise up from the gutter, which is underneath the house, and would go into the house and be metamic everything inside the house. Tumah b'bayis, Masha betocho tamei. And in such a case that the gutter is left in a pater tefar, if there's a tuma inside the house, there's a kadayif and a maze inside the house, all the objects inside the gutter would become tamei. And since the gutter is less than a pater tefar, there's less than a tefar square in the inside of the gutter. So we look at it as if the gutter has no inside at all. We look at it as the gutter is totally filled up. There's no interior of the gutter at all. And the din would be that the tuma would go down from the house, underneath the house, and into the gutter, and be metame everything inside the gutter. And that which we learn, that if there's a tuma inside a house, everything in the house is tummy. Not only everything inside the house is tummy, but even things buried underneath the house is tummy. The tuma would go straight down out of the home until the very depths. But in a case where the gutter that's underneath the house has an area of a tefa square, it will be protected from this tuma that is diving down underneath the house. But in this case, where the area inside the gutter is less than a pasir tefa, the objects inside the gutter are not protected, so therefore the tuma inside the house, which goes down underneath the house all the way to the depths, would be metame all the objects inside the gutter. Echad chor shecharu mayim or shvatzim Oshachlu Malaches, the chain midbach shavanim, the chain soar shokurus. Anytime we have an opening, whether this opening was hollowed out by water, for example, we have an opening that's a pasir tefa, that's a tefa square, and rocks are on the side of the water, as the waves from the water splash against these rocks, and formed an opening at the pasir tefa inside those rocks. That opening would be maybe it's a tuma of a chaytis b'fnei a tuma urkaduk tuma. If there's a kazayas and a mace inside that opening and other objects inside that opening, the other objects would become tummy. Or whether the opening was caused by shrustin, shrustin ate their way through and created an opening, and there was a tumor inside that opening, the din would be the same, that objects inside that opening would become tummy from the tumor. Or if an opening was formed from salt, if the salt corroded an object and created an opening that was a pasir tefa, the din would be the same. And so too, if there was an opening in a pile of stones, if there was a space in between two stones that was a pasir tefa, that opening also would be maybe a tuma, the chaytis b'fnei a tuma. And so too, if there was a pile of logs and there was an opening in between the logs that was a pasir tefa, the din would be the same, that it would be maybe a tuma, the chaytis b'fnei a tuma. If there was a tuma inside the opening in between the two logs that was a pasir tefa, other objects inside that opening would become tuma. Rabbi Hudoim there, Kol oil she'ena asui b'dei adam, ena oil. Rabbi Huda said, any oil, any area that has a roof over and it's a pasir tefa, if that opening was not made by a person, it happened by itself, such as the cases we just mentioned, that water splashed against rocks, or there was salt corrosion, or shrustin caused an opening, or even in the case where stones or logs were piled up, that the opening was not made intentionally, even though that opening was made by people, as people were the ones that piled up the stones or the logs, but their intention wasn't to make an opening. In such a case, that's considered an oil she'ena asui b'dei adam, an opening, a covered area that was not made by a person, and the din is that since it was not done intentionally by a person, it's not considered an oil, and therefore it would not be maybe the tuma. It would not conduct tuma. So there was a mace inside that opening, and other objects also inside the opening. The tuma would not be in the time of the other objects inside that opening. Umoda b'shkifin uvislam. Rabbi Huda would agree to the Tanakhama in such a case that there are clefts or caves inside rocks. Even though these clefts or caves also happen by themselves, they did not happen b'dei adam, they weren't done by a person. Even so, it's considered oil, even according to Rabbi Huda. As even though Rabbi Huda says, ko oil, she'ena asui b'dei adam, ain't oil. Any oil that was not made by a person is not an oil. That's only in a case where the oil was small. It was only a pasir tefa, it was only a tefa square. In such a case, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not considered an oil. But the shkipin or the slum are larger than a tefa square, so therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when we have an area that's larger than a tefa square, in such a case, even though it was not made b'dei adam, it would be considered an oil, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it would be made the tumah of a chaytis b'fnei a tumah. A large closet that's standing in the open air at the outside is not inside a house. The closet is very large, it holds 40 sa', and therefore it has a din like an oil. It's not makabel tumah, and it's chaytik b'fnei a tumah, it would protect things inside of it from becoming tumah in certain circumstances. Tuma b'teichai kelim sheba avyo tohara. If there is a tuma inside the closet, such as a kezayit from a mace, any kelim inside the thickness of the wall are tohara, and they're protected from becoming tame, even though there's a tuma inside the closet. As we're talking about a closet which has cavities inside the walls, there's an opening to get to the inside of the walls, and you can store things inside the cavities of the walls. And there's an opening to those cavities, both from the inside of the closet and from the outside. But the opening that opens up into those cavities is less than a tefach square, and the cavities themselves are less than a tefach square. So therefore, the tuma inside the closet cannot spread into the cavities inside the walls. So therefore, all kelim inside those cavities are protected from becoming tuma. Tuma ba'avyo kelim shebetocho tohor. If there's a tuma inside the cavities inside the walls, then any kelim inside the actual closet are tar. Again, because there isn't a tefach square of an opening in between the cavities and the inside and outside of the closet, so therefore the tuma that is inside the thickness of the walls would not spread into the closet, and the kelim inside the closet would remain tar. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mechza L'Mechza. Rabbi Yossi says half of the thickness of the walls is considered part of the closet, while the other half would not be considered part of the closet. As we will have later on in this Masechta, a tuma that is found inside the wall of a house, if it's found in the half of the wall that's closer to the house, that half would be considered part of the house, and therefore the tuma inside of it would be metame the house, as opposed to if the tuma was found on the outer half of the thickness of the wall of the house, then it would be as if it was not found inside the house, and the house would remain tar. So too in this case, if there's a tuma inside the cavity of the walls of the closet, if the tuma was found in the half of the closet, a cavity that's closer to the closet, then it's as if it was inside the closet itself, and the kelim inside the closet would become tummy. As opposed to if the tuma was found in the outer half of the cavity, then the kelim inside the closet would remain tar. While the Chacham hold that even though they agree that when a tuma is found inside the wall of a house, that the inner half of the wall would be considered as part of the house, but that's only by the wall of a house, as opposed to the wall of a closet, the entire thickness of the wall is separate from the closet, and any tuma found inside of it would not be metame the kelim inside the closet. Hayu aimei b'tocha bayis. If the closet was not standing in the open air, instead it was standing inside a house, tuma b'tocha habayis tummy. Any tuma that is found inside the closet would be metame all the kelim inside the house. Now, even though we said we're talking about a very large closet that's not makabel tuma and serves as an oil, and since it serves as an oil, it should be considered something separate from the house, so therefore a tuma inside the closet should not be metame the house, since the closet is a separate oil. And the Mishnah is telling us that's not the case, that a tuma inside the closet would be metame the kelim inside the house, even if the doors of the closet were closed. The Mishnah will go on to explain the reason why the tuma inside the closet is metame the kelim in the house, is because since eventually you're going to have to take the tuma out of the closet, and it will end up inside the house when you take it out of the closet, so it's as if it was found inside the house. Tuma b'bayis, macha b'tocho tar. But if a tuma was found inside the house, then the kelim inside the closet would be protected and would be tar, and since the closet is very large and is not makabel tuma, it would protect the kelim inside of it from becoming tamei from the tuma inside the house. And the Mishnah goes on to explain, shederech ha'tuma lasseis vein darkali kunis. The reason why, when the tuma is found inside the house, the kelim inside the closet are protected, because the tuma is normally taken out, we're probably going to take the tuma outside of the house, not bring it into the closet, and therefore, since ain't darkly conscious that we're not going to bring the tuma inside the closet, and the closet is a separate oil, the kelim inside the closet would be protected from the tuma inside the house, as opposed to the first case, where the tuma was found in the closet. In that case, we're probably going to take the tuma out of the closet, and mimela, it will be inside the house, so it's as if the tuma was found in the, inside the house, and the kelim inside the house would become tummy from that tuma. Kelim shebeino lebeina aretz, shebeino lebeina kaisel, shebeino lebeina koros. Kelim that are found in between the bottom of the closet and the ground, or in between the back of the closet and the wall, or in between the top of the closet and the roof, and the closet did not actually reach to the ground, so therefore kelim were wedged in between the bottom of the closet and the ground, or the closet was not mamish right up against the wall, and kelim were wedged in between the back of the closet and the wall,
or the closet did not actually reach the ceiling, and therefore killing were wedged in between the top of the closet and the ceiling. And the tumor was found inside the house. Are those killings that are wedged in between the closet and the wall, roof, or ground of the house become tame from the tumor? So the mission says, in Yesham Paseah Tefach Tumea, Vim Lav Tahara. If the area in between the bottom of the closet and the ground, or the back of the closet and the wall of the house, or the top of the closet and the ceiling of the house, is a Tefach, there is a Tefach space in between the top, bottom, or back of the closet, and that's where the Kalim were found. In such a case, the Kalim would become Tameh from the tumor inside the house, and since there's an area of a Tefach in between the closet and the house, any Kalim that are found there is the same as if the Kalim were inside the house itself, and therefore, since there's a tumor in the house, this Kalim would become Tameh from the tumor of the house, even though the Kalim inside the closet are protected from the tumor that is found inside the house. Vim lav tahara. But if there isn't a space of a tefach in between the bottom, top, or back of the closet and the house, and in that small space Kalim were wedged, in such a case, the Kalim would be protected from the tumor that was found inside the house. And even though the tumor that is found inside the house is metame all the Kalim inside the house, but since the Kalim inside the closet are protected from the tumor that was found inside the house, and the amount of space between the top, bottom, or back of the closet and the house is less than a tefach, we would say lavud, meaning to say we look at it as if the closet extended itself all the way to the ceiling, or all the way to the wall of the house, or all the way to the ground of the house. And the kalim that were wedged there, it's as if they were found inside the closet itself, and just like the kalim that are found inside the closet itself is protected from a tumor that's inside the house, so too the kalim that are wedged in this small area that's less than a tefach between the closet and the wall, ceiling, or ground of the house is as if they were found inside the closet, and therefore they're protected from that tumor. Tumor sham habayis tum. But if in that small area that's less than a tefach, that's between the closet and the ceiling, ground, or wall of the house, there is a tumor there, a tumor, or kazayis from a maze, for example, was wedged in the small area between the top of the closet and the ceiling, or the back of the closet and the wall, or the bottom of the closet and the ground, in such a case, the entire bias would become tummy. All the kalim inside the house is tummy. Even though we just said that if there are kalim wedged into that small area that's less than a tefach in between the closet and the house, those kalim are protected from a tumor that was found inside the house. But here in this case, since it's a tumor that was found there, that tumor would spread out and be tummy all the kalim inside the house. Because just like a tumor that is found inside the closet is tummy all the kalim inside the house, as we explained the reason, because derech ha-tumah latzeis, because the tumah eventually will be taken out of the closet into the house, so it's as if it was found inside the house itself, so too a tumah that is wedged in between the closet and the wall, ceiling, or ground of the house would be metame all the kalim inside the house.